Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
I'm changing up this topic just a little bit because we're talking about working out in different climates. And whether you're somebody who lives in a colder area or a warmer area, right now the weather's crazy. And if you live like where I live, it could be 30 degrees or 20 degrees one day. And I see those runners out there. And then like today, it's like 55 degrees. So talk about working out in different climates. You're really getting the whole run of the gamut. And my guest today is Christina Panagopoulos. She's a personal trainer for Right Fit Personal Training. Welcome to the show, Christina. So working out in different climates, what do you tell people when they're working out in the heat of the Arizona sun versus the cold of the Chicago winters and what they should be thinking about?
A lot of times I have people who travel a lot, so they do enter into different climates all the time. And honestly, the biggest thing you have to think about is just getting your body prepared for the extreme weather that you're going to endure. So if somebody is in Chicago and it's, you know, negative 20 out, because you still see people exercising outside when it's that cold, you just have to make sure your body's extremely warm. Now, I'm not a big believer in exercising when it's that cold, but there's diehards who will still do it. So you have to just make sure that you have proper clothing on that keeps the heat inside. There's a lot of exercise equipment or gear that you can wear that'll keep the heat in, so that way your body and your muscles stay warm while you're exercising in the cold. Now, for the heat, it's a little bit harder because you can get dehydrated from all of that strain on your muscles and your heart, from all the sweating that's going on when you're working out. So you can wear less clothing, but it's most important to stay hydrated, especially when you're working out in the heat.
So tell us about the clothing, because there's a lot of different clothing companies out there that have the wicking layers and the different, you know, things you should be wearing. And I see those guys out there in the cold. And as you say, I'm not a big fan of it myself, but they insist on it. They'd rather do that than go on a treadmill. And what kind of clothes do you wear for these different climates? And what about even in the heat, like if you're in Florida or something?
A lot of times people will wear dry fit clothing, which will keep all, and honestly, it depends on the person. You have to try it out before you go and buy a bunch of clothing like that. But with a dry fit, it'll actually keep the moisture inside under your skin. So you're not exerting as much, you're not losing as much water, ideally. And it's keeping your insides warm, especially like around your organs, so your core. That's the most important part, to keep warm. So people will wear that, or, you know, you'll see people wearing gloves to keep their hands warm because your hands can get so cold, and you have to wear, especially around your feet, you have to wear good socks to keep those feet warm, because if you're slamming down your body weight on concrete that's, you know, frozen, it's not going to be good, the recoil that happens to the body with all that cold hitting your joints. Now, as far as clothing goes for when it's hot out, I wouldn't necessarily recommend doing the dry fit because you're going to be sweating so much. So a lighter, thinner coating of clothing that doesn't have like a lining inside of it would be great. Thinner socks. That way you don't, you know, cause blisters and have all that moisture inside your socks. So a thinner layer definitely for the hotter climate.
Yeah. So what about shoes and footwear? Because certainly during the colder weather and the leaves are still some of them on the ground, or there's little icy patches if it rained and then dropped down like it's going to do here, it's icy and you have to be extra careful. So there's injuries and then footwear.
Yeah, definitely. That's one thing that scares me as well, is it can get very icy, especially in Chicago. So, you know, that's kind of something that's hard to avoid. You have to just be very, very careful. And one thing I actually like to do, again, being careful, is running on the side of the street rather than on the sidewalk, because that's usually also, the pavement is better for your joints, but it's usually not as icy. So that's one way I would recommend it. And or if it's not snowy out, run in the grass, because that has a little bit more or less resistance to it, so it'll be better on your joints. As far as footwear goes, it depends on the person, you know, and what kind of shoe will work better with their body. But a thicker shoe that's meant, you know, if it's running, a thicker shoe meant for running would probably keep you a lot more warm. And then there's lighter shoes, more minimalistic shoes that would be better for a warmer climate. So there's not as much heat inside that shoe.
Well, that's good advice and certainly something that's really important. Now, do you think that different weather conditions affect the different way that you burn fuel or that you feel like you're working harder? I mean, that's the reason some of those runners refuse to go in a gym or work out on a treadmill because they just don't feel like they're burning the same amount of calories.
Yeah, I definitely think that our body responds differently when we add that external factor of, you know, the climate. And, you know, if you're working outside in the cold, your body has to work harder to keep your body warm. Now, that's probably why a lot of runners like doing it, because they feel like they're exerting more energy, which they are. But in my opinion, I think it can be a little bit dangerous because it's so much strain. Like, your body's used to being warm when it exercises. And if you go straight outside, so and even if you do like a light jog, it still takes your body so much longer to get warm. So if you're in a warmer climate, I think that you can definitely benefit from it because I just like being warm in general. I think it's great to exercise when it's warmer out. That way your muscles are more relaxed. You can work on strengthening them, right, you know, fairly more quickly rather than having to take more time to warm up the whole body, get the blood flowing more. So in my opinion, I think it's more beneficial to work out when it's warmer out. And you have also, you can burn more calories too. The only thing with the heat is that you can get dehydrated faster.
Oh, absolutely. And people don't realize that you get dehydrated in the wintertime too, but you're right.
Yeah.
It happens a lot faster when you're sweating really hard and the different weather conditions affect mm-hmm. that as well. And sometimes people just don't feel that the workouts are the same when they go in or versus out. And what about swimming? I mean, this time of year, if people are swimmers, they have to go into a club. Do you feel that swimming burns as many calories as walking or cycling?
Oh, yeah. I think swimming is an extremely, I think it's very, very difficult. I mean, the resistance of water is unlike any other kind of resistance. And the way that you're facing, you know, you're not vertical, you're horizontal. So the gravitational pull is different and you're working your whole body. And especially it's great for your core, your arms, your legs. And you're going to burn a lot of calories doing swimming. And the nice thing about it is that it's great on your joints. So it's great for any age. It's great for if you're, you know, after your post-rehabilitation, if you have an injury, it's something that's great to get you back into movement as long as you're cleared by a doctor. But I think swimming is one of the best things that people can do for cardio.
It is. And then so, well, we talk about cardio and working out in the cold and working out in, you know, inside versus outside. Then where do you want strength training fitting in? We only have about 30 or 40 seconds left.
Okay. I think strength training is just as important as cardio, if not more important. Cardio works one muscle. Strength training can work all different muscles, not just the heart. And it helps. It's the more muscle that you have, the more fat you'll burn. So I say start warm up for a few minutes, do strength training, different muscle groups every day for about 30 minutes and finish off with about 20 minute interval training. If you really want to burn fat, I think that's the most effective way to go.
Well, it certainly is. And you know, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends 150 minutes a week of cardiovascular exercise. So keep in mind everything that we're talking about today about working in different climates and what Christina was telling you, because it is important to know where you're working out. And if you're traveling this holiday season, that's another thing to keep in mind. If you're traveling to a different climate, but you know you're going to want to work out, then you plan for that climate and be sure and stay hydrated, even in the colder climates. If you missed any of the great information we're giving here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. You can listen on iHeartRadio, iTunes, or the free TuneIn Radio app. This show, Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show, is here every single day at 11 a.m. Central Time. So listen in, get in on it with us, and learn something. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.